Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jacob McGibb, the Times of Israel's US correspondent. A very good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am very well, thank you. I'm so glad that we managed to get through to you. So, Jacob, obviously big news, and US President Joe Biden's arrived, and he's started his four-day trip. So what can we expect now? I mean, what are the short-term sort of movements for the president? What's going to happen now?
Sure. So it's a four-day trip in Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia. Much of the hype is towards the end, but while he's in Israel, I think he's looking to solidify the U.S.-Israel relationship and kind of boast his own pro-Israel bona fides after, I think, former President Donald Trump is really known to be the prime example of someone who heralds the relationship.
Right.
But Biden, who's been to Israel, this is his 10th trip. He's got his own lengthy history with the country, and he is looking to really present that over these next couple of days.
And I mean, it looks like he's got a very, very tight schedule. So, I mean, it looks like from the moment literally touchdown that he's straight into the schedule.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just getting back right now. We're on our way from the opening ceremony at Ben Gurion Airport. And then he had a briefing or a tour of Israeli security systems at Ben Gurion as well. And now he's on his way, or actually just arrived at Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum. That'll be the itinerary for today. And then from there, on Thursday, we'll have a whole series of bilateral meetings with Israeli leaders, Lapid, President Herzog, former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, opposition chairman Benjamin Netanyahu, before also making an appearance at the opening ceremony of the Maccabiah Games. So a lot on Thursday, and then Friday, he'll quickly head over to East Jerusalem, where he'll visit a hospital that treats Palestinians. And announce a major donation to that network, and then head to Bethlehem, where they'll meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas before heading to Saudi Arabia.
And so this is on Friday we're talking about now?
Exactly.
And then he'll go across to Saudi, and then?
Yeah, so he'll be in Jeddah for basically a day and a half, maybe a little bit more. Back on Sunday. He's there for what's called the GCC+3 summit, which is the Gulf Cooperation Council +3 of Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt. So these are 9 countries in total coming together. The goal for what Biden has said is to advance Israel's integration into the region, meaning some sort of effort to expand ties or jumpstart or build ties between Israel and Saudi Arabia, which don't exist at the formal level and do only exist until now behind closed doors. So they're looking to advance a series of steps that would move toward normalization. And the way they're doing that is through this island transfer agreement. There's a pair of Red Sea islands that were called Tiran and Safari, that were part of the 1979 peace deal between Israel and Egypt. And Israel agreed to give up its control over the island in exchange for promises to have freedom of navigation there. And Egypt now is looking to transfer those islands to Saudi Arabia, but Israel's okay is needed or sign off because of that freedom of navigation that it was given to them. So in order to get that okay, Israel's asking Saudi Arabia to take a series of steps toward normalization. We're talking about overflights for planes heading from Israel to the Far East and vice versa, as well as direct flights between Israel and Saudi Arabia for Muslim pilgrims.
And I must apologize for the quality.
Steps, but they're symbolic and obviously.
Hi, Jacob. No, I think the signal has gone. Sorry, I must apologize for the lack of quality on the call. But interesting to just catch up with what is happening with U.S. President Joe Biden's trip, which has just kicked off for today. And Jacob Magid, thank you so much for just giving us some insight into the schedule and to, you know, the trip. And we're all hoping for a very solid outcome and that the Israeli-Saudi ties are fruitful.